We're sitting at 34 degrees in West Bend. It is overcast, and we are joined by phone this morning by our Kewaskum High School student reporter, Andrew Carlton. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Hey, it's you and I have been doing this once a month for so long now. It's very strange to have you just on the phone and not sitting across from me.
Yeah, for sure.
But so here we are as we watch your senior year ticking away. What are you thinking, man?
Well, I'm a little stressed out. I've been sitting at home a lot, having time to myself. I don't know. I've had a little bit of time to, like, think about everything that's going on with, like, senior year, not being able to play golf my senior year. It's very stressful, but I'm hoping this will all be done by June, just because I really want graduation. But who knows? Still trying to make the most out of it. We'll see what happens. But I don't really want to think about it too much, just because it's a good time for all of us. But with all this going on, it's ticking away.
Now, are you doing anything online class wise?
Yeah. So our school for seniors like gave us the option to like only take the classes that are essential for us to graduate. So whoever had like all of their credits required don't really have to do any online classes. You just had to respond like, hey, I don't need to do these classes. So this trimester I was doing school to work. So I'd go to West Bend Country Club for the first 3 hours of the day and then go in for culinary and English. English is the only like credit that I have that is needed to graduate right now. I just need my half credit of English and then I'm good. So I'm only doing English right now. So I have one class a day, just doing some online work with newsletters, annotating, reflections, stuff like that.
And you've also started a podcast.
I have. I've had plenty of time to think about what I should do during this. So I've always wanted to start a podcast. It's now called The Carlton Wave. If any of you are interested, I'm on anchor.fm. It's like a Spotify podcast. So you just look up The Carlton Wave. I have four podcasts up right now. I'll have another one up tonight. So go ahead, give it a listen. It's certainly something that I enjoy doing for viewers. And now with that podcast, I'm able to like get advertisements in my podcast as well. So it's like out of every 1,000 views, I get like $15, and 50% of that will be going to Gen Youth and their efforts to feed like students across America, because there's a lot of students that rely on school lunches and school breakfasts, and now that they're home, who knows where their next meal is coming from. So Gen Youth is trying to donate money to schools to get more food out to those students who are in need of it. So that's a big cause. Gen Youth is a partner program that I've been working with for a long time, and I found something to donate to. So go ahead, give it a listen. I'd love to see more viewers pop up.
All right. And we should mention that the area school districts are doing breakfasts and lunches. Best way to find out exactly when and where those can be picked up is to go to the individual school district website, because they've got the locations and dates and times and so on there.
Yeah.
So
Kewaskum's doing a great job with that.
Yeah, they're doing them at the elementary school, I think, and at Farmington, right?
Yep.
If I remember correctly. So so that's what's been going on. And you've been you're still coming in and working at the golf course?
Yes. Yep. We're just keeping a very limited crew.
Right. And still, you know, waiting to see what the governor's going to do with maybe moving the golf courses off of that non-essential list, huh?
Yeah, who knows? We'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, we are basically like have to work in this springtime, because otherwise the course is just going to get too wild and uncontrollable, because in a couple of weeks it's going to start to rain a lot, more sun. There's just going to be a lot of grass growing, so you got to keep the course maintained. So with this, hopefully it gets moved to essential. We'll see what happens, but we're going to keep working, and we're still like taking precaution in our like shop area that we are at. Like I spent an hour at the end of my shift yesterday just cleaning, wiping down door handles, just everything we use, our equipment that we use, just cleaning all that, disinfectant wipes, just everything. So it's a little different, but we have to take these precautions.
You know, it's interesting because golf courses are open in some states. This wasn't a federal mandate to close down golf courses. This is something that the state of Wisconsin decided to do. So it's not without precedent that that there could be a reversal on that decision. And I hope for your sake and all the other golfers out there that that the governor takes a close look at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what else have you been doing?
Well, there's actually, with all this going on, there's still some good news out of it. Cube Lascom Farmington Elementary is one of only 7 schools in Wisconsin to be recognized in both high achieving and high progress. So it's like their rankings for their testing that they do, and they're one of the top 7 schools for that. So that's very exciting. Kewaskum High School staff, like you said, responded to the current crisis. They donated food and miscellaneous items to support 12 families in need. So that's really awesome that they're doing that. I know when I went to like clean out my locker, get all my stuff, they were giving out lunches for students who didn't have lunch at home. So really cool to see. Kewaskum School District donated gloves and goggles to the county stockpile that could be used as personal protective equipment if needed. Very exciting. Alex Steiner, a fellow senior, was selected as a nominee for the State of Wisconsin Football Foundation Scholar Athlete. That's very good for him. I know Alex very well. Played sports together. Good friend of mine. So congratulations to Alex. And the Kewaskum Public Library is offering online story time on their Facebook page. Have your child sit back, relax, and listen to a good book. Then allow your child to tell you about the book and what they learned.
Cool.
And one final thing, Kelly Sullivan got accepted for the Wisconsin School Music Association Honors Choir. Only about 1 in 4 who audition get accepted, and each school sends their best kids, so that is huge. Plus, she auditioned 5 days after influenza, so the flu game, if you will. That was super cool that that she got selected.
Yeah, absolutely, and I mean they'll get together, you know, as schedules readjust here.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, all right. Well, I suppose it's about time for you to head into work before long. Huh?
Yep. Yep.
So. So thanks for taking time to call, and maybe by this time next month we'll be back in the studios.
Absolutely, one of my upcoming podcasts will be about my experiences like with the radio and how this all developed into me making a podcast. So you're one of the huge reasons that I started it. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and I'll see you soon.
All right, great. Thanks, Andrew. Have a great day. I appreciate
it. You too.
Bye-bye.